Thank you. Be seated.
Court is ready to hear argument from petitioner in Blinds versus Galveston County.
May it please the court, Mr. Anthony Griffin will present argument for petitioner, reserving 5 minutes for rebuttal. Mr. Wayne Johnson and amicus will be available.
Excuse me, please, the court. This case involves the existence of a department located in Galveston County called the Galveston County Legal Department. As a background, the plaintiff, Ben Blind, was the outside auditor and filed a declaratory judgment challenging the funding of that office. In addition, in reference to the statutory...
What do you mean by outside auditor?
He was hired by Commissioner's Court to come in and to, as an outside auditor, to check books on an annual basis.
So he was not the regular county auditor?
He was not the regular county auditor. That's correct.
All right.
In addition, in making reference to the statutory and as well as the constitutional background as to the office of the county and district attorney, there is no reference to this office being in existence. In fact, in 1955, the legislature saw fit to abolish the office of the county attorney in Galveston County. The record before
in,
this court...
In doing that, though, did they assign the duties to the district, to a criminal district attorney? Or
they did.
District attorney?
By a specific statute, 44-184, where they came in and they assigned to the district attorney, I would contend, the exclusive right to do the represent the state of Texas before the courts in Galveston County. And then they added a language, he shall represent Galveston County in any court in which the county has pending business.
Is the district attorney there a constitutional district attorney or a statutory district?
It's a statutory district attorney. In reference, if one was to read the statutes, in addition to that, under 44-184 it goes on, the criminal district attorney has all the powers and privileges, duties and privileges in Galveston County that are conferred by law on county and district attorneys in various counties and districts. And then when one goes back to the Constitution, and look at the Constitution, it is recognized that under the Constitution, the county attorney shall have the power and shall represent the state in all cases in the district and the inferior courts in their respective counties.
Does that mean that the county cannot hire outside counsel?
I think the county can clearly hire outside counsel, but it has to be in conjunction with the Constitution as well as the statutory provisions. In other words, there must be a consent. Driscoll versus Harris County, I think, is on point in that sense where the Court of Appeals basically came in and said that if you're going to do this, then you must get the consent of the county attorney to do what you're intending to do. It doesn't restrict you from the county attorney from asking for assistance, from requesting assistance on particular matters, but you can't go out and hire lawyers, staff them up, create a county office and call them a legal department, a county attorney's office, or whatever fiction, and then usurp your powers and ignore your powers as a district attorney.
But here the district attorney has consented to this arrangement, has he not?
And I think that's one of the, I think that is true. After the lawsuit was filed and when it was pending before the district court, the district attorney wrote a letter dated October 24th, 1990. We contend, I think we're accurate in this, that he has no such power to give his powers away. And what is it, what he has in fact done by that letter is he said, yes, they have existed under four administrations. And even if we were to read the record blind and say that we really don't know how long Mr. Heary served or Mr. Wilson served or Mr. Damiani served, we know that they served at least 4 years.
How is this arrangement with the Galveston County Legal Department any different from the retention of outside counsel with the consent of the district attorney, which you said is permissible?
It's different in the sense that they're a permanent department. They're a county employee. They are not, they were not requested by the district attorney as a normal circumstance in terms of a particularized case, and what they've done is created a very nice, and efficient and fancy way of getting around the Constitution as well as the statutory provisions. I don't think, and I will submit to the court, that the law does not support constitutional officers or statutory officers giving their powers away by contract. And by fiat, I can't sit down and write a letter and saying, I recognize I have this right as an elected official, but I am going to assign this right to a department hired by the Commissioner's Court, which they were, influenced by the Commissioner's Court, which they have been, who allegiances are the Commissioner's Court. And I think that when the people of this state set up a constitution, as well as these offices, it set up separations of power.
Counsel, did this legal department have any prosecutorial authority? Did they prosecute any criminal cases?
No, they did not, Your Honor.
So they just handled the civil docket aspects of the county attorney's office?
I would submit to the court that that probably is accurate.
Did they handle all of the civil docket of the district attorney, or just certain things that were assigned to them by the county judge or county officials?
In reading the affidavit of Mr. Basilman, one of the things that is left out of there is in terms of juvenile prosecution, which I think is civil. The district attorney in Galveston County handles the juvenile prosecution with respect to those aspects. There may be other matters that the district attorney handles, but essentially the Galveston County Legal Department handles all civil matters for the county of Galveston.
What about condemnation cases and things of that nature?
If I'm not mistaken, the Galveston County Legal Department handles those types of matters also.
If they didn't exist, there'd be nothing wrong in the commissioner's hiring a specialist in condemnation law to handle those cases for the county, would it?
District attorney comes in and says, I need help on this particularized case, special help, I need to hire a special lawyer, and I need approval to handle such a lawyer. I don't think that's not the issue.
Would that be permissible?
I think that's permissible.
So the only difference between the Galveston County Legal Department and retention of a condemnation lawyer is that these are permanent, so-called permanent employees of the county?
I think that's stretching it a little bit.
Okay.
And I think it's stretching it to this extent, that when you look at the responsibilities of a district attorney, it says he or she shall be responsible for the hiring of his folks and the commissioner's court shall not influence that decision. What this record reveals is a commissioner's court who hired those lawyers and has those lawyers on staff. I think there is something very important about a district attorney taking an open office, even in light of the court saying...
The district attorney is not responsible to the commissioner's court, is he? He's responsible to the electorate, is he not?
That's correct.
He is elected separately, takes his oath separately, administers his office separately. He's in the executive department, if you will, as opposed to the legislative department as a commissioner's court is. And he's assigned by statute these civil responsibilities. The legislature saw fit to abolish the county attorney's office in Galveston and assign all the responsibilities of the county attorney's office to the district attorney, did it not?
That's correct.
But by letter, by contract, by abstention, by abdication, in this case the district attorney has allowed the commissioner's court to create their own legislative legal department to perform functions that are legislatively assigned by the legislature, statutorily assigned by the legislature to the district attorney. It's not a situation where the DA needs some help in special cases. It's a case of complete abdication, is it not?
That's correct, and the particular problem
that he's elected to perform those functions by statute.
That is correct. And the particular problem that can be foreseen in our jurisprudence is this is allowed to stand, is that the district attorneys throughout the state have to go to commissioner's court to get approval of their budget on a yearly basis. And what can practically happen is that the commissioner's court can wield their power as a body and hire outside lawyers permanently to run the county business in civil matters.
Now, this legal department that has been set up, does it have an annual budget?
It has an annual budget, and it shows...
That's set by the commissioner's court?
That's correct.
And the all the employees there are hired on an annual basis?
That's correct. No, they're the same as most employees in the state of Texas. They're at-will employees.
Do they participate in the county and...
Pension fund, retirement fund, insurance fund, drive county cars. If I'm not mistaken, the legal director drives a county car.
Is the head of the office legal director, is that his title?
At one time in Galveston County, it was known as the Galveston County Attorney, and then at some point in time, around 1978, there was a reference to him as the...
And he was known as the county attorney even after the county attorney's office was abolished?
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor.
Do you have any idea how many other counties in Texas may have similar arrangements that might be impacted by a decision in favor of the client?
I would state to the court there are no other counties in Texas that have specific statutes where they have set up this type of arrangement. I cited in my brief on page 6 the various counties that have special statutes as an example. And none of those counties have this type of arrangement. Brazoria County has a very similar statute, and their criminal district attorney does their civil work. And the various other counties that have a similar statute, their district attorney does their civil work.
Any other questions? Mr. Gines, petitioner in this case, have any interest in this problem except as a taxpayer?
No interest other than a taxpayer and the illegality that he saw and the reason he went to hire a lawyer. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, counsel. The court is ready to hear argument from respondent.
May it please the court, Mr. Scott Lyford presents argument for respondent.
May it please the court, I am Scott Lyford. With me is David Brooks, my co-counsel in this case.
Mr. Lyford, in view of what we've just heard, let me ask you, is there any question at all that if the Galveston County Commissioner's Court had created a position of county attorney, and a county attorney's office, that would have been an unconstitutional act on their part?
If they tried to plug that position into the county attorney statutes and call it a constitutional county attorney, they have no authority to do that.
Let's just assume that they, by contract or whatever other means they might want to use, they said, we are hereby establishing the office of Galveston County Attorney.
If you call it an office, and by that mean all the things that you mean when you create an office, no, they do not have that legislative power.
What if they just simply say, we hereby contract with Joe Jones to be the Galveston County Attorney? Do they have that authority?
They don't have the authority to make him a constitutional officer. They do have the authority to hire a lawyer for the county. And one of the problems that's always existed with our office is trying to explain to people that we are the attorney for the county, but we're not the county attorney. But to answer your question, they have no authority to create a constitutional position or a statutory position of county attorney.
Do they have authority to create an entity by any name to perform the functions of a statutory county attorney's office or constitutional county attorney's office? Are the district attorney's office, those functions are assigned to the DA. If they have the authority to hire a law firm, if you will, that is paid by the county on county benefit programs in county vehicles, but that is accountable only to them and not to the district attorney to whom these statutory duties are assigned.
So long as they are not usurping the exclusive duties of that officer, yes, they do. And that law is well established and has always been the law in the state of Texas. The counties have always had the authority to hire attorneys to defend any interest that the county has. The
all
only restriction
civil,
on it,
all civil interest generally?
All civil interest generally. The only restriction
not for specific litigation, not for specific purposes, but for all civil matters,
and there are cases that say that. In historically, their counties have not been involved in large amounts of litigation.
Now, can they retain these people and keep them on county salaries, or do they have to retain them and pay them as independent law firms? Can they put them on insurance, retirement, and all this other stuff?
If they've got to power them, they've got the power to set the terms of the employment, and they have the duty to do it in the least expensive way for the taxpayer.
Is the opposing counsel correct that Galveston County is the only county in the state that has adopted this approach?
I don't know. I know there are other counties that have staff attorneys. I don't know if there is another county that has what it calls a legal department.
Are the citations in his brief to the distinction between Galveston County and other counties correct? Are they accurate insofar as...
I'm not sure what citations he's referring to.
The one that he mentioned and gave a page reference, I believe it was page 7, Brazoria County and several other...
All he's done is cite to Chapter 44 of the Government Code, which sets out all the different duties of criminal district attorneys and district attorneys in the state of Texas. And what you have essentially is 254 local bills, and it's very hard to look at those and draw any comprehensive plan out of them.
Is there any difference between the function and the duties and the jurisdiction of the Galveston County Legal Department and the Harris County Attorney's Office that Mike Driscoll has?
Yes, Driscoll has several statutory authorities and powers that the Galveston Legal Department does not have. That's why Driscoll's position is so unique. There is a statute that gives him the right to approve any special counsel that the Commissioner's Court hires for those matters. That statute does not exist and does not apply in Galveston County.
I want to finish this one line of inquiry. That, in Galveston County, that's the job of the criminal district attorney.
No.
To approve outside counsel?
No.
There
is no statutory authority for him to approve outside counsel.
All right. Okay. So Mr. Driscoll can approve outside legal counsel. Is there anything else that he can do that the Galveston County Legal Department can't do?
I think the answer is yes, and the reason I think so is because unlike most of the county attorneys in the state, there are specific statutes that expand Driscoll's power and authority in regard to civil matters, and those statutes do not exist for most of the other counties and don't apply to most of the other counties. So there may be some exclusive powers given to Driscoll by that statute, and one of those is the power to approve outside counsel.
Isn't it fair to say that there's about a 99% overlap, or if we're to be charitable, maybe a 95% overlap between what the Galveston County Legal Department does and what the Harris County Attorney does?
Yes.
And so isn't basically what Galveston County has done through this device of contracting for a county legal department nothing but a sham?
No.
To overcome and defeat the constitutional of the state of Texas?
Absolutely not, Judge.
Why not?
If you look at the duties of the district attorney that are involved and look at historically what those duties have been, the courts and the AG has always said the county attorney is not the general lawyer for the county. The district attorney is not the general lawyer for the county. The only statutory duties that the criminal district attorney has in Galveston County is to represent the county in court, and that is not an exclusive duty. That means that the commissioner's court can also hire people to represent the county in court. What you don't have to resolve in this case is the question of what happens when there's a conflict. Does the DA have the right to say, only I represent the county and nobody else does? That's an interesting question, but it's not one you have to reach in this case because these local officials are cooperating with each other and getting along. Now, that's the only duty he has, and the evidence in this case is clear that that's about 10% of what the Galveston County Legal Department does. The rest of his statute, he has no other duties that would exclude the Commissioner's Court from hiring lawyers to deal with all the matters that the counties have to deal with outside of the courtroom, other than 41.007 of the Government Code, and that merely requires him to give advice on request. And if he's not asked for that advice and they choose to ask somebody else, the courts and the Attorney General have consistently said it's their right to do that.
Counsel, did I understand you to say, though, that the criminal district attorney in Galveston County has no statutory authority to hire outside counsel or approve outside counsel?
That he does not. That's correct. He does not have
specific statute that they created the criminal district attorney's office in Galveston County. They denied him the authority to hire outside counsel.
It's silent as to his authority.
Well, but then that statute abolished the office of county attorney, didn't it?
Yes.
And didn't it assign to the criminal district attorney the responsibilities formerly held by the county attorney?
It does not. The only duty it assigns to him is the duty to represent the county in court. And even that is not a duty that the county attorney had. All the attorney general opinions and cases that deal with that subject prior to 1955 say that it is not the county attorney's duty to act as the general lawyer for the county.
I have not reviewed what the Constitution says about the office of county attorney.
It does not assign specific duties. It just assumes that there is a county attorney without saying anything about the duties of it. I need to mention one other very important thing that is not an issue here, and that is the nature of the relationship between the district attorney's office and the Galveston County Legal Department. There's been some talk in the briefs and some talk this morning of acquiescence or just giving his duties away. This case comes to this court on summary judgment, and the question around that relationship is necessarily a fact question. Are the attorneys assisting, or are they? Has he given his duties away? That is necessarily involves a fact issue. That is not a fact issue that was raised in the trial court. In fact, it is a fact issue that was precluded against the petitioners in the trial court at page 59 of the record. In the county's motion for summary judgment, it asserted that there is no dispute that the lawyers for the county are assisting the criminal district attorney. At page 79, in response to that motion, the respondents say, quote that language and then say, this is an admission of fact, and we rely on this admission of fact in support of our motion for summary judgment.
Is the head of the legal department a county employee serving at the will and pleasure of the commissioner's court, or does he have a contract?
He serves at the will and pleasure of the commissioner's court and at the pleasure of the DA as well.
So they can fire him any day they come to the office and don't like his look.
Well, subject to federal law and that sort of thing, yes.
Well, how is he subject to their sole authority and the district attorney at the same time? I don't understand.
In the letter that's in the file that the district attorney wrote requesting assistance, he noted that he reserve the right to withdraw that request for assistance at any time. In the resolution.
But you said that the director of the county legal department, Galveston County, was under the sole authority of the commissioner's court, and then you said he was under the sole authority of the district attorney. I don't understand how anybody can be under the sole authority of two different people.
If that's what I said, I misspoke, and that's not what I meant. What I mean is, as a practical matter, he's got to satisfy two bosses. He's got to satisfy the commissioner's court that he's doing a good job and doing the right thing. And if he doesn't want the DA's request for assistance withdrawn.
I thought you said that the DA could not ask for assistance under the statute that created the criminal district attorney's office.
No. I said there is no statutory authority for him to do that.
Well, there's no statutory authority for him to ask for assistance. But yet, if the legal department doesn't satisfy him, he can withdraw?
In Harris County, Attorney Driscoll has the authority to designate who outside counsel will be. That authority does not exist in Galveston County.
Well,
under the case law, officers of the county have always had the authority to ask the commissioner's court for assistance in discharging their duties. And that's what's happened.
Officers.
As a matter of fact.
Officers. Now, who are the officers?
The criminal district attorney is one. The county treasurer is one. The county tax assessor collector. Probably the county auditor. The sheriff. All people who are elected and appointed under the statutes to offices.
And the DA did not consent to this arrangement, would you contend the Commissioner's Court would have the authority to maintain this present arrangement?
They would have some authority, and the question would then be, where do you draw the line?
So it does not turn on the acquiescence, the consent, or agreement of the DA or the validity of this office?
It does not turn entirely, but in this case, since there is no conflict between the DA and the Commissioner's Court, this court does not have to reach the issue of where you draw the line.
So it's immaterial here that they operate with the consent of the DA?
It is,
you say the Commissioner's Court has the authority to set up a Galveston County Legal Department without respect to the consent of the DA.
I believe they do, and the question would then be, what things could that department do? And where, if at all, would it intrude upon the powers of the district attorney?
Since Commissioner's Court sets the budget for the DA, could they choose to eliminate all the staff in the DA's office and set up an independent legal office rather than fund the DA?
And not in terms of his, certainly not in terms of his civil, I mean his criminal duties. Those are exclusive
duties. In terms of all of his civil duties.
In terms of the civil duties, I don't think they can. I think, but that again involves the question of how far does his power go?
Why?
Or his duty
go? Why couldn't they establish a civil section directly under their control, regardless of what the DA wanted?
I think they could. And the question would be, would the statute that says the DA shall represent the county in court somehow limit what that office could do? And that's an open question under the law as I see it. That has never been resolved, and it need not be resolved in this case because you do not have the conflict.
At the time the county attorney's office was abolished by statute, was that the time when the functions of that office were vested by statute in the DA?
The functions of that office are not vested by statute in the criminal district attorney. The only thing that statute says is that he shall represent the county in court.
But you had a county attorney. The county attorney was abolished.
Yes.
The county attorney, I presume, up to that point in time, represented the county in civil matters, in court, and everywhere.
He did not. As a matter of fact, the county has used outside counsel since 1949. Now, that's outside the record.
But your county has existed a whole lot longer than 1949. What about prior to then?
I don't know about prior to then.
As a practical matter, has the Commissioner's Court, through its arrangement with the Galveston County Legal Docket, taken charge of all the civil docket duties of the criminal district attorney?
No, because the criminal district attorney still oversees that function. That's what the facts in this record establish. That the DA has not abrogated or given up his duty, but that these lawyers are assisting him in performing his duty.
He performs none of the duties, but he has the right to oversee it.
That's right.
But he doesn't have the right to fire anyone that's working in that department.
Not the right.
So remind us again of how it is he oversees it. He can't fire them, he can't hire them. He can't control the function of their duties. How is it that he oversees?
As a practical matter, he can withdraw his request for assistance and say to the Commissioner's Court, I don't want that assistance anymore. I'm going to perform those duties.
Doesn't the record reflect that he never requested the assistance in the first place? He just attempted to retroactively improve it.
No. The record reflects that the DA, for four terms, four different DAs and a host of Commissioner's Courts, have all known of the existence of the department, known the way it functioned, and everybody has acquiesced in it. Now, whether or not anybody actually ever came and requested, I don't know, and the record is silent as that.
First written approval was the letter referenced in the record by opposing counsel.
That's correct.
No written approval prior to that time.
That's correct.
And for what period of time was the Galveston County Legal Department head known as the Galveston County Attorney?
I don't know, and that's not in the record.
Thank you.
Does the petitioner have standing to bring this following up on?
Well, that's a very close question. When you start talking about the DA's duty, it seems to me only the DA is the one who has standing to come in and say, somebody is usurping my duty. The petitioner asserts standing as a taxpayer, saying that the funds that are being expended are illegal. You don't have any evidence in the record of what funds are being expended. You don't have any discrimination between the expenditures on representing the county in court and doing all the other matters that the DA has no duty to do.
The record reflects that the legal department is budgeted by the commission court, doesn't it?
Yes, but the amounts are not there.
Have you objected to standing?
I objected in the trial court. I did not bring that argument forward on appeal.
Have not raised it in any brief or at any point until responding to this question at this moment.
I raised it in the trial court. I had not raised it on appeal.
All right. It's not in this brief. It was not discussed in the court of appeals.
That's correct. In fact, if I may just sum up very quickly.
Your time has expired, Counselor. Your
thanks.
Sufferance is if there's any other questions. There being none. Thank you, Counselor.
I'll address the last question in terms of standing. It is our position that if you spend one penny illegally, then the taxpayer has a right to come in and complain about the illegality of the expenditure, and that's what has happened here. In the letter of October 24th, when Mr. Guarino writes, "I am sure you are aware that my office is not adequately staffed to handle the county civil work. During my 7.5 years in office, attorneys in Galveston County Legal Department have handled the county civil legal business with my knowledge and consent. These attorneys were hired by the commissioner's court." The record is replete throughout with the hiring as well as the budget as well as how they're paid, and they're paid by the commissioner's court. When I stood up initially, one of the things that I brought up in the dangers for our jurisprudence, if this is allowed to stand, is that because of the political threat and the power that is wielded by commissioners court throughout the state, then it could very well happen that the various district attorneys will start writing letters because their budgets are at stake, and they will abrogate their duties and their responsibilities under the Constitution.
Commissioners court could authorize the creation of 4 different staff lawyer positions under the DA and essentially operate the civil lawyer function under the DA's head, couldn't it?
I disagree with that totally. The reason I disagree with that totally is the government code provides that the district attorney shall be responsible for hiring of his assistants, hiring of the secretaries and the various staff members that are necessary. And even if you take the argument Galveston County is not big enough as a county, so the government code applies, common law supports that position also, that is the exclusive realm of the district attorney.
I'm sorry, maybe my question wasn't clear. If the DA, rather than the current arrangement, had an addition to his staff with his consent, that he agreed that these folks could move across the street or change the nameplate over the door, where it says Galveston County Legal Department, and now says Galveston District Attorney's Office, Civil Section, they could do that.
He could do it. Swear him in. Swear him in.
Why is that different from the current?
Because he will make a decision that they're now part of my office. I'm going to swear them in under their oath of office. I'm going to do those things required by statute, and I'm not going to. And they're permanent employees of the department, of the criminal district attorney. They're not a separate permanent department existing outside of the statutory language and or the Constitution. That is the particular problem that we have in this case. In addition, when we play with words and start talking about exclusive and shall, and Mr. Leifert has made mention that it's exclusive with respect to the criminal portion, but it says shall, and when we were all in law school, shall was some awfully powerful language. That is not permissive like may, that is not or, that is shall. And when we talk about the art of lawyering, when you put the language in the statute that talks about you shall represent the county in court, and I think that deals with the advice, the counsel, that deals with getting that case from the very beginning of the process to going to the courtroom.
And so didn't you agree with me earlier that the county can hire a condemnation lawyer to represent Galveston County in court?
My agreement with with you dealt with the district attorney specifically requesting that request on that individual case, and then they're bringing in
so the district attorney can consent to that arrangement on one case,
but that lawyer, that private lawyer, is still going to be subject to the district attorney's rule.
So he can do it one time or more than one time?
He can do it more than one time. I think that if you have a docket of, let's say, 500 cases, you have outside lawyers on five cases, that outside lawyer still is subject to that constitutional or statutory office, and there is a checks and balances still in existence there. You know, I don't think this case should be read that we're somehow seeking to define for the district attorney of the state of Texas what their duties and responsibilities are. The question that we're dealing with is whether the expenditures for this department are legal or not. The political decision that takes place in Galveston County thereafter in terms of how that's defined once this court says it's illegal or legal is for the district attorney to decide. But
So if the DA had to agree to an arrangement whereby a lawyer would be hired to represent the county in a single condemnation case, that would be permissible according to your argument. But if he wanted, with the cooperation of Commissioner's Court, to set up an office of Galveston County Condemnation Council that operated on a contract basis with the county, that would be impermissible.
I would say, ooh, that is real bad. He can't do it. The Constitution doesn't allow him to do it.
And can you explain why?
Why
one would be permissible and the other would not be?
Because the common law of the state of Texas has recognized that the constitutional officers, either be the county attorney or the district attorney, can ask for specific help on certain cases where they're so specialized that you need help. And we don't handcuff our officials and say that just because you don't have the specialty to do bond work or condemnation work, we're going to restrict you and you can only do it. We allow them to do it in those particular cases, but they still have to go speaking to and deal with that constitutional or statutory officer, and you can't play games with the law and get around the Constitution by creating an office that has no basis in existence.
Any other questions?
I thank the court for its time.
That concludes the arguments in the third clause. The foregoing arguments and causes are submitted on briefs and oral arguments. The marshal will now please adjourn the court.
The audience will please rise. Oyez, oyez, oyez. The Honorable Supreme Court of Texas now stands adjourned, subject to call.